for us in Metro Arts, I think of it as like three or four things. You know, first we have to reframe the narrative, right? Mm. Like it's not just neutral or universal. There are particular histories attached to everything we do. Second is how do we redistribute the power, right? Like she shouldn't have to come and ask. We should be out there. If you look at what the health department's doing, they have social workers who go out into the community to see what the community need is. Mm-hmm. So why isn't Metro Arts doing that? Why is someone asking and then being told no, right? Too, and then also again going back to the new Eurocentric concept of art, right? Like it can only happen in a theater. It can only happen in this way, whereas an organic gathering of people coming together and creating art is not seen as fitting a model, right? Like, so those are all racist structures in place in a system, and then connecting it back to even other local issues, right? Like, we had never funded the Fisk Jubilee Singers in the history of Metro Arts, right? 150-year-old legacy organization. Wow. We have never funded the gallery that Jamal Sheets runs at Fisk, right? So,
how does that happen?
that's what I want to know, right? And so, as part of reframing and redistributing power, we want to shift resources to communities that have been kept out.
Wait a minute. You want to reshift power and resources to marginalized communities? Stop it.
That's the word.
You're out of control.
But that's too radical.
A Slice of the Community is made possible by the support of the First Horizon Foundation.